Joining me now on the phone is Jean Hoffman with the State Safe Delivery Program. She's the Chief Safe Delivery Officer with the program. Good evening, Jean. Thanks for joining me.
Good evening, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
Well, the story came to mind again. I was a little surprised initially to hear that it had been 10 years that since this program had been in effect. I guess I've been around a while.
As have I.
We're not going to talk specific dates, Jean.
Good.
But yeah, I don't play that game. Just to review for folks, what is the Safe Delivery Program? And then we'll go from there.
The Safe Delivery Law allows a parent with an unplanned pregnancy to safely, legally, and anonymously surrender a newborn within 72 hours of birth to an emergency service provider. An emergency service provider is defined as an employee of a hospital, fire department, or police station. And newly added to that definition in 2007 was a parent can call 911 and surrender to an EMT or a paramedic.
Oh, I did that part I didn't know. Thank you. So the law is always expanding to meet needs.
Exactly. We've looked at the law over the 10 years, and where we've needed to make changes, we have.
Is the program, Jean, working as it was intended to?
Well, initially, I think we all thought in 2000 that the typical parent was going to be a young teenager or a young adult. What we found is that it crosses all age groups, and the majority of parents opting to surrender fall between 19 and 26.
So that the age is a little bit of a surprise then, isn't it?
It was, yes.
So does that just lay out for us the realities of what perhaps desperation can feel like for these women?
Oh, I think so. I think in almost all of these cases, you have a hidden pregnancy, and a parent who feels that they are very desperate and panicked and that they have no other choices. So this law does offer them a safe choice, both for themselves and for their newborn.
Now, does what you said just triggered something for me. Is it about desperation or economics, or do several different, in your experience, do several different things come to play?
Oh, several things come to play. It's financially, they don't feel prepared to parent. Educationally, age-wise, so it crosses the gamut of issues for people.
Yeah. What does the program need for continued success? We're 10 years in. Things are working basically as they were intended to, as you just informed me. Maybe some other folks knew. It has expanded a bit to being able to call 911 for help. Where are you in the program, and what are the needs that you have at this point?
The most challenging aspect of the Safe Delivery Law is keeping it current and relevant in communities across the state and getting out the word that it is there, that it is safe, it is legal, it is anonymous, and trying to educate the public and the professionals about the law is very, very difficult when it's only, me and two other individuals who work part time.
So, in terms of, it sounds like you need advocates, I guess is a good word. And what would that look like for you?
Well, in 2011, we are going to develop an advocates toolkit, and we are thinking that we want to expand how we define an advocate. It can be individuals, it can be service groups, it can be multiple professional groups. It can be the faith-based community. It can run across any number of different geographics for mm-hmm. us. But if we really need to have people who are committed to getting the word out and doing that on a regular basis, we have free resources that can be distributed. We have posters, both English and Spanish. We have wallet cards. We have brochures that are developed by the Department of Human Services, any number of resources that we can get in the hands of our advocates to keep the word fresh every year.
Is there a website folks can go to, Jean, that to perhaps get involved in that or get more information on helping with that kind, with the advocacy area?
We do have a website for safe delivery, which is available at the Department of Human Services, but we also have a Gmail account. So if there are individuals or service groups who would be interested in helping us, that Gmail account is mishsafedelivery@gmail.com. So that's mishsafedelivery.
Very good. How many babies have been surrendered under the safe delivery law during its 10 years? Do you have that number or approximate?
We do have. 96 surrenders have occurred since January 1st, 2001.
Now, they can bring in a baby up to 72 hours afterwards. Is there a time they have to try to get custody back again?
Yes. A parent can change their mind within 28 days of the surrender. Or for the non-surrendering parent, it's 28 days from the date of notice of the surrender.
Have any of those of those 96 cases who've turned in an infant tried to get the child back or tried to regain custody?
Yes, they have. It's probably less than 10%.
Okay, but it has been done. Have they been able to regain custody?
In some situations, yes.
Okay. So this is, like you said, this is about education and letting, that's the key to this, isn't it? Letting people know.
Absolutely.
And letting them know that there is another option.
Right. We want people to know that this option is one of the options. You know, certainly adoption is another option to consider and should be considered first.
Oh, clear. Sure. But to take the desperation and perhaps panic away from somebody, this is something that perhaps is a good outcome for everybody.
It is. It is.
Very good. Well, I've been speaking with Jean Hoffman of the speaking about the safe delivery law. She's the state's chief safe delivery officer with this program. Jean, it's been a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, thanks so much, Cheryl. Appreciate the opportunity to get the word out.
Very good. And we'll be talking to you again and see how the advocacy program is coming along.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
Very good. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. We've, again, talking with Jean Hoffman, Safe Delivery Officer for the Safe Delivery Program in Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.